Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Nevada System of Higher Education Chancellor Tom Riley said the NSHE wants to move remedial education back to the high school level by having seniors take such classes before they start college. Now, that's a challenging but intelligent and sensible attitude toward fixing some of the problems that plague higher education in the state of Nevada. In UNLV's class of 2016, over one-third of all Nevada high school graduates were placed in remedial classes at Nevada State College. That figure rose to 79% since 2013. Now, Riley claims that standalone remedial classes have been an utter failure, and he's right. But what's the alternative? One option is an intensive math course that's been around for 6 years and is known as Math Bridge. The program offers an opportunity for a student to spend 3 hours per day, 5 days a week for 5 weeks in a class to catch up and get into a math class that will count toward graduation. Another new option that's slated to begin this fall is the co-requisite classes that replace traditional standalone remedial classes. Students who otherwise would have been in a remedial class can opt for a college-level math class while simultaneously taking a two-credit co-requisite section that will focus on reinforcing concepts, review, and support. Now, to address the issue of remedial English, various college campuses are introducing a stretch course. This approach divides English 101 into a two-semester class, thus stretching what is ordinarily offered as a one-semester class. According to Vanessa Keetle, Senior Strategy Director for Campus College America, an organization working in Southern Nevada to improve degree attainment, quote, "We are inviting students into our institutions, then telling them they don't belong, that they aren't prepared," end of quote. She says this greatly affects students' confidence, motivation, and overall mindset. Now, if she's correct, the question is really, why aren't students more prepared when they graduate high school? What's being offered in college, the Math Bridge, co-requisite classes, and the English Stretch course, are alternatives to the traditional remedial classes. But students need to have the proper tools when they graduate, which means catching the problems and addressing them before they get their diplomas. And this means paying attention to Riley's thoughts and then some. Riley suggests having seniors take the necessary catch-up classes as seniors before they start college. But let's add to that. Every 2 to 4 years, students should be assessed as to their level of progress. If it's determined that there are complications during the first round of tests, the issue should be addressed immediately. If complications continue to arise in subsequent rounds of tests, those issues should be addressed at that point. Now, if the public schools run by tax dollars are to produce an expected outcome of graduating young people prepared for either college or some alternatives such as technical education, elementary and high schools must track the progress of the students and address any deficiencies as they become apparent. Waiting until a student gets into college, any college, and then trying to correct problems is akin to kicking the can down the road and telling the next level of educators that the problems are now theirs to fix. That also puts the students in a constant state of trying to catch up. That is not to say the teacher should teach to the test. It is to say that an accurate means of determining a student's level of acuity should be applied at various testing levels and adjustments should be implemented at that point. This means the student is not in a perpetual state of catch-up and the need for remedial education at the college level would be seriously diminished. Common sense. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.